is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by J.S. Johnson, BTBI, the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, Fidelity Bank, the Ministry of Finance, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, Commonwealth Bank, Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Popeye's Chicken, Ron's Electric Motors, and Burger King.
Bahamas, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Today, we're going to be talking to Dr. Gregory Pinto in the second hour about male reproductive health issues and other urology issues. And Dr. Pinto's bringing back a very popular procedure that they had, a much-needed procedure for certain categories of men that had been discontinued during the pandemic, and so that's coming back, and so we're going to talk to him about that in the second hour. First hour, we are open to discuss whatever you'd like. I want to start off by discussing the party, right, or the $92,000 fine. I don't mean to laugh, because I felt that in my spleen, sir. The $92,000 fine, I certainly hope the party generated more than $92,000 to cover that fine, but I'm not certain that it would have. Let's read the story a bit, and then let's go through the logic of what we have heard. I also heard a bit of Dr. Sands on Leibman's show, you know, and again, they're making considerable persuasive arguments for vaccination. If y'all can keep all this up with these parties, you like, look at this, right? If you here, right? If you see that, like, look at this picture here, right? Everybody shoulder to shoulder, right? Ain't nobody got a mask on. Big DJ blasting, bar open. If you see that, right? You gotta know that ain't sanctioned. Like, they had no permission to do that. Anyway, let's do this. Like, you ever walk in somewhere and realize, like, oh, I didn't realize it was like this. I should perhaps leave. Everyone just chilling. I was going to make you pay me $300 on him to cover the citation. And then you could party. All right, $92,000 fine for big social event. Hundreds of attendees partied without masks. Hey boy. Rachel Scott, Guardian staff reporter. Police on Sunday night shut down an event attended by hundreds of people at Bahama Barrels, a property owned by Grey Cliff and leased to entertainer Julian Believe Thompson, and issued a citation to the event's organizer for $92,000 for violation of the COVID-19 emergency order. $92,000. The order prohibits social gatherings in Providence, with organizers subjected to a $2,000 fine and $300 for each person in attendance. Roll said 300 people attended the event. Thompson denied yesterday that he had anything to do with the large gathering, videos of which were widely shared
on social media. It was not my event, he said. I would say that too. I won't lie to you, in order to not take that $92,000. But here's the million-dollar question. Whose name appears on the citation? Who was cited? If it was not your event, was it Julian Believe Thompson who was cited? Or was somebody else cited? That is where the proof is in the pudding. Because if your name is on the citation, that means you were present and police identified you as being there. And they ask you for ID when they are citing you. A representative for Greycliff said the restaurant had nothing to do with the event and asked the Nassau Guardian to direct all inquiries to Thompson. But the entertainer declined to make any statement beyond denying involvement in the event. Now, again, I was going to deny it too, but you sure about that now? You sure it wasn't you? Well, see, one dude kind of got a mask kind of around his chin here. This is, the commissioner said he expects the matter to end up in court, so he wished not to say the name of the organizer who was cited. Rowe yesterday warned the public to abide by the law. I want to say to people to desist. We're going to enforce the law, and the penalties for these social gatherings are hefty. They have to take that into account when they decide that they want to invite people over to have social gatherings. When we find them, we're going to cite them. They are going to feel it. Rowe said police also shut down an event on Sunday at an establishment on Atoll Island. Videos of that event depicted a floating boat surrounded by other boats and showed police leaving their vessel to stop the gathering. Videos from the Bahama Barrels event on West Hill Street sparked outrage and disbelief in some circles for its blatant violation of COVID-19 protocols. The big event came as the country, mainly New Providence, battles a COVID-19 surge with nearly 200 cases reported by health authorities on the weekend alone. In the circulated video clips, revelers are seen gathered close together without masks as music blared from speakers. Many in attendance shouted, "We partying all night," as they jubilantly crammed the space. While he did not announce any new measures to fight the third wave of the pandemic, which is creating mounting worries, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis last week told Parliament that enforcement of COVID-19 measures must be adhered to beat back the coronavirus. Asked yesterday whether police are upping enforcement, the police commissioner said, "We continue doing what we have been doing, and we up mainly on the weekends when we know that people like to have these gatherings." Rowe said he believes many people are getting the message that they must adhere to the emergency order, but he said, some of them just don't care, and they don't believe they're going to be caught. But what I also want to say to members of the public is we have a hotline, and if you see something, say something. People like to criticize the police and say, look at this, y'all ain't doing nothing, but you didn't tell us. Rowe said police shut down establishments nightly. There are people operating bars, operating clubs illegally, and when we find them, we cite them every night. Chief Superintendent Zhivago Dames, officer in charge of the COVID enforcement unit, that's who I want to talk to, said while police have been seeing many social gatherings, events as large as the one shut down on Sunday night are not common. It's always concerning when you see things like that happening. Definitely persons are not adhering to the protocols as they should, and then you see events as such. And so we just want to take this opportunity to remind our citizenry to do their endeavor best to follow the protocols because it's the only way we can get back to some degree of normalcy. COVID-19 hotline number is 311. 311. That's the COVID hotline. Individuals wishing to report violations of the emergency order may also call 702-9965. 702-9965. 911 or 919. All right. So the first thing, I got a note right, and I've said this before. Y'all young people, and I'm getting up there, right? I'll be 45 come August, okay? Y'all aren't going to make it like this, right? You're not, you got to understand, if you're going to do something that you know is against the rules, the first thing you should do is use your head and game it out. How do you think you're going to have a 300-person party opposite Grey Cliff, blaring music? Where did y'all all park, by the way, is my question. Cars can done. And that you're going to somehow get away with that, or that that is somehow permitted. Not only do you do that, then you put it on social media. Some of the organizers had some info on social media. You record yourselves doing it, spread it all over, and think that everything's going to be just fine. And so all you can do at this point is hit the organizers of the events in their pockets. We got a phone call, sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. All right. Next time. So, you know, guys, you're going to have to, if you're going to survive and make it day to day without killing yourself, you're going to have to start using your head. All right? I get it. I was young once, as you are young now, not so very long ago. I probably would have not been that interested in following the COVID-19 protocols, particularly seeing how some of the young ladies were dressed at that event. I, too, would probably have wanted to have been there. But we can't have it right now. We got a phone call on the line? Let's do it. Good afternoon. No? Okay. I don't know what's happening, but maybe some other time. You can call me if you'd like. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. And 325-4259. I feel you, buddy. I feel that $92,000. I wouldn't want to be associated with it either. I wouldn't want to be paying no parts of that. That one had to hurt. My belly would have gone loose when they give me that. When here's the bill. 92 grand. What'd y'all order? I did not even know that was there. Did you know that was there? That big space? I had no idea. Good afternoon. Welcome. We taking what let me. Yeah? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Ron. First time calling.
Thanks for calling.
How's it going? I have my opinion on the fine.
Okay.
I noticed that you said they got the fine of $92,000.
Right.
Is there something that states what the minimum and probably the maximum would be for a fine? Like, do they just give random numbers? How do they know what to fine a person?
They do have some guidance in the emergency order. I believe the maximum is $300 per person, and the maximum is $2,000 for the event. So they hit them with the maximum. So he probably is going to try to go to court and get them to reduce it.
All right. Now, here's my thing. I'm not condoning the actions of the person that held the event, but my thing is... what is the maximum capacity for that establishment in terms of hosting an event? Because my thing is to cite them at 92,000. I think that they should be charged probably the fine and then whatever the amount is per person after the capacity. Then you can fine them a certain per amount. Because I saw where they said it's $300 per person.
Yeah, it's $300 per person for See, here's the problem with it, though. They're in violation of the emergency order, period. Because while you can dine outside, right, you cannot hold social gatherings of that nature. They're prohibited under the emergency order.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely you can use some discretion, but... it sounds like they hit him with
the
maximum.
All right.
Yeah. So, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. All right. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So let's say, Juan, you 44 going on 45. You was young 2.5 decades ago. Yeah, I know. Yeah, certainly. And I mean, I feel badly for you. I didn't have no pandemic to deal with. I squeezed every drop out of that that lemon. You know what I mean? Juan, no woman in the universe is worth paying $92,000 fine to go to a party. Now, they could have gone about it a different way also. They could have, so they fined the organizer $2,000, they fined him $300 per person at the event. 300 people at the event, that's $90,000 plus the $2,000, that's how we get to 92. They could also fine you personally for being in violation of the social gathering ban. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi. Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm great.
You know something? I'm sorry for them, you know.
Yeah,
something
I mean, I feel...
going on. They too like rum and jump up. Stop it. Thank you.
All right. I feel sorry for your pockets, whoever got the citation. But you had to know. There was a very great chance that police were going to catch you and fine you, particularly if you allowed that many people in. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good. So we're going on 14 months now.
Yep.
And we're still listening to this foolishness about, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that so that we could get through this. This thing can never end, man. When are we going to stop this foolishness? Build capacity at the hospitals, right?
Yeah.
If you're below 70 years old, the reality is the chances of dying of COVID are the same as getting struck by lightning. Come on, who hides out in their house because they're worried about getting struck by lightning? Run the numbers. It's the same odds. We got to stop this foolishness back to life.
Yeah.
This is absolutely insane. Build capacity at the hospitals. Get rid of all these restrictions. Let these young people get on their life. Let people start having their freedoms back, start earning money in their businesses. This is insanity. We'll be hearing the same story another 14 months from now if we keep doing this. It's crazy.
You've
got to get
like
rid
20...
of everything. Build capacity to hospitals. Get rid of everything immediately. Thank you.
All righty. Now, I'm with the get rid of everything. We ain't there yet, right? But you do get the sense of fatigue that sets in because you figured 2020 was going to end and we'd see our way clear and vaccines were getting developed. Hopefully they could get to herd immunity through vaccination. I don't agree with all the stuff in the emergency order either. I do think with cases on the rise and the hospital where it is with them dealing with capacity, it's reckless to have that many young people. And sure, young people are much less likely to be impacted by COVID-19 as we knew it last year, but there are variants that are making it more dangerous. And again, you can take it to your family. So you got to practice some sort of safety with it. And that many people, I mean, come on. You could catch a chlamydia without too much slapping up in an event with all them people just rubbing up against each other. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
Hello, Jeff Corley, live in 98. Where you living?
I recognize his voice. He's been consistent in opposing the thing.
He need to be consistent only one. I listen, man. I watching this morning. I sat in my bedroom and I watch what's happening in India.
Right.
Right?
And you don't want
capacity,
that type of action. Right.
I don't care how much capacity you got in the hospital. If you see we get a massive outbreak of this country, you know, we can't go a week or 2 weeks without running out of food.
Yep.
So judge oxygen in a country, what could make oxygen, they run out of oxygen. Eh?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, in a country that has what is one of the biggest production makers of the vaccine, eh? They who got all of the doctors, eh?
Yep.
You know, it's responsibility.
And you know what? You know what helped trigger the outbreak in India? Political campaigning.
Political campaigning and religious
gatherings. And religious gatherings, yeah, because they couldn't.
And,
they
know,
thought that they projected an attitude that it was over and they beat it,
exactly.
And then the variant mutated, and they can't burn because they burn bodies in India. They don't bury them. They can't burn the bodies fast enough.
Exactly, and we don't need that. that here, because if they get handled over there, we ain't in no position to handle it here. And the thing is, you know, I must say the commissioner of police during the last holiday warned people throwing gatherings and parties that this would happen. He did. He sent out a stern warning.
Yeah, and it's 300 people is a lot.
No, man, that's irresponsible, man. And the thing is, these people go, they could be school teachers at that party, they could be bankers at that party. It's a mixture of people at that party that going back to their jobs or homes, and right. They carrying it to people like me who was an artifact. And that's where the issue comes in, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
right, man. I think it's too relaxed to say just let everything go and all that stuff like that. We really don't want to see the type of action we're seeing in India. We gotta practice, you know, responsible health protocols. It says one, I drove behind three COVID police cars, one police bus, one RBPF car on Friday night, passing a particular restaurant on West Bay Street, where there were tons of cars parked along the road and an abundance of people at the Cabana Thai Bar. The patrol slowed down but did not stop. I was surprised because clearly this place had more than the allotted number of persons at their establishment, but location, 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 only the poor are sighted. Well, I wouldn't say only the poor were at Grey Cliff Party, and they looked pretty comfy there. And I have passed this exact same restaurant you mentioned. I won't mention the name, and I have noticed it too. And the crowds are spilling out into the street, and I won't be there. That much is certain. All right. So I'm asking this, though. Julian Believe says that the event wasn't his. And let's not cut up about it, right? Obama's a small place. We all mostly all right with each other, but let's be real here now. You're saying the event wasn't yours. So, but at the Grey Cliff says the premises is leased to you to hold events. So if, in fact, Julian Believe did not organize the event, how is it that he allowed what is his premises, because it is leased to him, to be used for an event of that nature? How did he not have any idea what was going on there? Because Grey Cliff said that Julian Believe is not allowed to sublet that premises to anyone else. So these are serious questions. We have to ask ourselves. Yeah, I don't understand how you guys didn't think they would find out. Hello, Juan. They really need to start confiscating all the audio and video equipment on site. No DJ, no party. DJ will think twice before performing. Good afternoon, Juan. Everyone is at fault. Grey Cliff would not have allowed the event unless they knew the amount of attendees so they could decide the security deposit. Julian Believe is at fault because he likely knew the number of tickets sold in advance, and if he was blindsided, he was free to protest the violation. The organizer definitely is most at fault. Must be a big shot to not be named. We'll see if this goes quiet, like the wedding Carl Bethel's son stood in. Well, let me clarify. The Grey Cliff lady says she's not sure if he could sublet it. She'd have to double-check the lease. So there may be that provision. Juan, these young people amaze me. You're going to these illegal events where you pay in to get in to join in the revelry. Then when you get fined or locked up, you cry you're broke. Throw the book at these folks, man. Says the maximum capacity does not matter. It was what is stipulated under the emergency orders. The law is not based on a matter of opinion. The law is the law. The high fines are supposed to act as a deterrent. Yeah, they can deter plenty of people. Juan, it's still an astronomical amount. Why can't they have a standard amount within reason, i.e. $20,000, for the owner to pay that fine, seeing that he collected the gate payment? Juan, that caller cannot be serious about dropping everything. Everything isn't perfect, but the government is trying to save lives. It's totally responsible behavior, Juan, not even a mask. I might have given a little break, small one, if they had masks, but not one. Should have taxed them more. When I think there's more to this story about the party, there's no way that you can convince me the party's organizers did not have some assurances that they could have such a large crowd. I smell a rat. Says the space was rented by Julian Believe. Was he there when the COVID police came? Well, that's, I want to know whose name is on the citation, because you have to sign it. Or if you do not sign it, you go to court. Right? So if you sign it, I would not have signed it if I was going to protest it. So the way it works is they give you a citation. If you sign it, you're admitting that you did the offense and you have to pay the court. If you don't sign it, it's a summons and you have to go to court. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hello.
Yes, I want to say something about the man who's talking about the hospital. You could expand the hospital, yes, but while you're expanding, the people dying. What about that?
Yeah, it's the hospital's going to take a while to build capacity. They should have, mind you. But again, if you look at India, you got to realize that, you know, you have to take some safety measures. You don't have to do lockdowns and lock everyone in their house, but you do have to be careful and aware that things could go very wrong very fast. All right. That caller's talking nonsense. Everything is all fine and good until you're in the hospital with a bunch of tubes hooked up to you. One good day. Why are you and everyone else encouraging people to get the vaccine even after Dr. G. Van Den Bosch, a pro-vaccine creator, said the vaccine will do more harm than help with COVID? Several people have died in the Bahamas after taking it, and it's not being swept under the rug. The vaccine kills your natural antibodies. Okay, I mean, then you don't take the vaccine. I haven't encouraged anyone to go get vaccinated. I've said myself I am considering getting vaccinated, and that's on me if I decide that I want to take a chance with whatever the effects down the road may be of the vaccine, or with a possible adverse effect in a short nature, then that's my choice. You know what I mean? So I'm not encouraging anyone to do something that is a personal choice with them. I'm saying look at it seriously, right? So, for instance, you make personal choices all the time, and I can advise you if I think they're a good idea or not. So, for instance, you get paid every week. I would advise you to save a certain percentage of your money. If you decide, no, I think I'd rather piss it all away, then go right ahead and do so. Just don't expect me to sanction your poor choices. I will advise you to make a better choice. But as far as I'm concerned, if you are at risk, if you are at high risk, I'd very seriously talk to a health professional about getting vaccinated for COVID-19. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Warren?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay. One, I got two things. First of all, when we was in school, I thought everybody, or not before I even go to school, I thought everybody had to get like the vaccination shot.
You didn't think that they do.
Huh?
I say you didn't think that they do. That's the fact. You can go to attend a school in Bahamas without being vaccinated.
So and that's mandatory?
Yep, sure is.
So why did that not include this new vaccine in that too before they did even open back up the school? I thought that would have been mandatory.
No, they're not doing that yet. I think largely because the vaccine is only approved for emergency use at this stage. However, many institutions are requiring you to be vaccinated before you come back to school in the States.
Exactly. I don't see no big deal with making it mandatory because, I mean, like I say, in the beginning, I wasn't going to be the first fool to go rush in and get no vaccination. I got to see a couple of people do it before I do it.
Right.
And then once I get informed or whatever, then, I mean, I don't see no big deal. And if people keep static, making noise about these 300 people or whatever, then you wouldn't have that. You could go, you understand, if 300 of y'all was vaccinated, y'all could go.
Everybody could go potty, right, yeah.
You could fall right out, fall out with the potty. But one more thing, you know, good Bishop Angelus do a lot for all of us. And right now, he down and out, so we need some people that's to pray and support him.
Oh, but Bishop not feeling well?
Yeah, I can call you on that personally. But
okay. Sure. Well, I do wish him the best. Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Let's take a break. I mean, I know scores of people who have been vaccinated, you know what I mean? And that's not to say I'm going to go necessarily get vaccinated. I may, but it's to say that
they ain't all flopped out. So I don't know, you know, why there's this pellucid, bone-chilling fear out there about getting vaccinated, other than the effects down the road, or if you are in a high-risk category for some sort of blood clot, anaphylactic shock, or aneurysm. Oh, you said you wanted me to repeat the word the other day the lady was asking for when I talked about people's attitude. It's solipsistic. Solipsistic. S-O-L-O-P-S-I-S-T-I-C. All right, we'll be right back.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Are you tired of that boring 9-to-5? Do you need a new and exciting career? Visit the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, where your passion can become your profession. Let us introduce you to a career in information technology, cosmetology, construction, office administration, auto mechanics, electronics, and more. Say goodbye to that 9-to-5 and hello to the possibilities. Call us today at 502-6338. Apply by November 16, 2020.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a three-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking about this big party. Big fine. You could have had Beyonce come sing to the party for that. Or that's small change for Beyonce. you could have had someone. Usher, someone. Could have got for 92 grand. One, this tells us the parents have no control over these children living in their home. So sad. These young people only live for partying. So wild and disgusting. It says, good afternoon, one. I agree with the $92,000 fine. However, I believe that a stronger message would have been sent if the patrons were also fined. And that's a good question, too. Like, why did they not fine the patrons?
as well. Good afternoon. Is it possible for the Guardian reporters to interview Ministry of Finance, Department of Inland Revenue, Business License Division to find out where they're not approving business licenses for new businesses? I've waited for 2 months and can't get it. I thought it was just me, but in speaking with other persons, they're also having challenges. It's very disheartening. Thank you. What I would do, we can ask about that, actually, but that's not, 2 months isn't an outsize amount of time to me with my experience with a new business license. But what you can do, what would be most effective, possibly, is to go online and apply for the provisional business license and use that. Hey, Juan, the organizers not only need to pay a fine, but serve a week in prison. What if one person in that crowd recently traveled to Brazil or India and got infected with a new strain? Can you imagine the chaos at the hospital here and the mass deaths that will follow? Be smart, people. Well, listen, it ain't going to be like it is in India if we get hit, like India getting hit, right? They have a fighting chance. Ain't nothing going to be happening for us. Our healthcare system will simply go poof, right? We can't handle that type auction, that type action that India getting right now, all right? And in fact, because someone was saying today, well, the Bahamas should help India. And I go, well, we should, but we're not in a capacity to. Like, the world's superpowers need to help them. That's how bad that is. Okay, so here's what the law says. This says a person, okay, now here's what this says. And this isn't negotiable. It says in the emergency order, social gatherings. A person who hosts or attends a social gathering contrary to this order commits an offense and is liable upon summary conviction, A, in the case of a host, to a fine of $2,000 and $300 for each person in attendance, and A, B, in the case of an attendee, to a fine of $300. So there's no negotiating with the fine. There's no minimum or maximum fine. The fine is what it is. If you're found hosting or attending a social gathering contrary to the order, you're liable to a fine of $2,000 and $300 for each person in attendance. And the attendees also a fine of $300. So that could have been another 90 grand in fines dished out if they had fined all the people. So that's so that you know, that's what the law says. Juan, can you please find out if the COVID surveillance phone is working? I got to find out. You can't call them. Call them. 311. 311. You call them. 311 or 702-9965. Call and report back to me. Is there a strip club? I don't know. Ask a bee, but a strip club? I don't know. One, the event holder should have held that event as a Holy Ghost Christian event featuring secular artists. One, let's be real. These people don't care. They're throwing these parties, putting lives at risk, all for the mighty dollar. The promoter and Bahamian artist should be ashamed of themselves because they want to make money. Soon all you will hear is blame Minis for the measures. Well, I'm not, you know what? Again, so my only thing at this point, because since we're on an every man for himself tip, is I don't want them to shut the schools down, right? So I won't enjoy a lockdown. I think it's bad for the economy. It's bad for people's mental and physical and emotional health. But I'm well equipped to survive a lockdown if the competent one decides that that's what he wants to do. I don't know how all y'all set up, but I'm okay. Yeah, as far as the schools, I don't want them to go back virtual from just a selfish point of view, since y'all all about y'all self. Y'all tell me don't touch none of y'all stuff, right? Me who suggested maybe beaches on weekends could close for 30 days as a compromise to see what we could do since we don't have proper contact tracing. That you tell me don't touch nothing. So since y'all want all y'all personal autonomy and XYZ, don't fool with y'all. Y'all take care of y'all self when the lockdown come. Don't look to me. Why Juan ain't saying nothing? Why Juan? This says, let the Israelites play and have a good time. Somehow a particular caller is going to blame the massive party on the government. No, I don't think anyone is going to blame that party, the government, for that. Juan, you don't want to live in whining. This says, hi, was the event a political fundraiser? No. Says, hi, the police are smarter than we think. Can you imagine them trying to lock up 200 people partying? Juan, the host of the event didn't plan properly. There was an easy way for them to avoid the fine. All he had to do was make the dress code red. Well, exactly. If it were a ratification, they'd be like, oh, no, it's fine. Everyone's fine. We wear our masks. Sometimes we pretend a social distance around cameras, but not really. Greetings, Juan. I have a problem with the narrative being spun that folks opting not to take the vaccine are ill-informed or getting their facts solely from social media propaganda. I actually heard a reporter say, due to the older generation unwilling to take the vaccine, they're now available for the 18 and older demographic. Also, countries are rejecting and giving away AstraZeneca, and we guinea pigs continue to take it. Why? Well, a couple of things. I don't agree with the narrative that if you decide not to take the vaccine, you're ill-informed or crazy or a conspiracy theorist or whatever like that. I also don't think if you decide to take the vaccine that you're just absentmindedly being a sheep or a guinea pig. I've heard so many doctors. In fact, Dr. Pinto will explain to you again that you should, if you don't want to risk having issues with your member there, you should probably get vaccinated against COVID-19. We got a call. Now it's time for one more caller. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
They were so close to Government House. No respect. No respect for the law. Thank you.
All right. Like, what I've seen people doing is having smaller gatherings among family. And, yes, those probably could contribute to some spread of COVID as well. But I've heard people go in, well, I've been vaccinated, so I feel more comfortable being around other people, et cetera, like that. I'm not too concerned, even though it's only one dose so far with people have been getting. And then people are saying, well, I'm going to get two doses of vaccine, and then I have no problem with it. And you've heard what the prime minister has said, even though he's selling that in a weird way. I'm a cardinal. Yeah, clearly understanding not wanting school to close for selfish reasons, but with these cases escalating in school, it's highly unfair and disgusting that teachers have to be subject to the situation and choice of virtual schooling seeming not an option. Do teachers' lives not matter too? Teachers' lives certainly do matter, and they should be. It says, you pull in, bro, you want a lockdown, bad A, ease up off the top. I don't want no lockdown, no, sir. No one's been more against lockdowns than me. It says, Juan, you just said you could survive the lockdown. Now you realize the host of the event will ask you to spot him, 92 grand. I can't help you with that. What the police should have done is charge every patron. The venue and host should be charged with the maximum fine, as well as earmark those fines to pay nurses. Yeah, we could keep it up. We got lots of bills to pay. Lots of overtime to pay and PPEs to buy and more vaccines to source. You know, you keep the partying up, we'll be collecting fines. You also endanger other people by increasing the risk of the spread, though. You can't just say, you know, let it all ride. One, what happens when the government makes it mandatory for you to take the vaccine, when they take away your rights to travel, go to college, school, church, or protect your own body from things you think are harmful like the vaccine? My body, my choice, and the vaccine is so safe. Why do people who are vaccinated still have to wear a mask? They're controlling us with fear. You're probably going to see a world where you are going to have to be vaccinated in order to travel certain places by certain means, go to certain colleges and schools. That world probably isn't that far off. And that's just me trafficking in reality. We only seem to speak of one narrative like the India situation. I haven't heard anyone speak about the two states that have lifted the mask mandate and have had no surge in COVID cases. I think it's important to discuss both sides, Arizona and Texas. Yeah, and I also know that you have 100+ million Americans who've been vaccinated as well. That is probably contributing to the fact that there's not a spike in cases, right? They don't have a mask mandate in Florida either. Good evening, sir. I have a problem with the fine because we've seen the police holding large events over the maximum person allowed. And when questioned, the COP said it is what it is. It also let's look at the PM in Centerville. This isn't right. I mean, I don't know, but isn't right. You had the event. Now, if you want to say that they should be fining the politicians for doing their events too, you'll get no disagreement from me. But the fine is what it is. I wonder why they closed down the airport yesterday. They had an issue with the security measures for the air traffic controllers. And the air traffic controllers refused to report for work on the evening shift. And therefore, the airport could not land planes. I really don't understand why these very simple issues escalate into events that can impact us on a national level. I don't know where the intransigence lies, at whose particular feet, NAD or the air traffic controllers, but this should not be happening yet again. All right, we got to go to a break for news. We're going to be talking with Dr. Gregory Pinto on the other side of this.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Back for a limited time at Popeyes. Come in and get your ripping chicken today. Enjoy an all-white meat chicken breast, partially cut into pull-apart strips, which are slow marinated in a blend of Louisiana seasoning, then hand-battered into a crispy southern breading and deep-fried. Rip this special out of any Popeyes today, along with two signature sides, a biscuit and sauce for just $7.50 fat inclusive.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you stick with us. All right, we're moving on from the party thing at this moment. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Gregory Pinto, a urologist here in the Bahamas, talking about your urological health, if that term makes sense to you. But before I do that, I do want to say, and not be remiss, I want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Jamie. She's 5 years old today. She can't hear me because she's in school right now, but happy birthday, Jamie. I love you. My baby girl's growing up so fast. All right, Dr. Pinto, welcome back to the Revolution. Good to have you as always.
Thanks a lot for having me, Juan, and good afternoon, Bahamas.
All right, you're one of my more popular guests. Every time you come on, people are asking me, they call me and go, give me the doctor's number, let me know how to get in touch with him.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. Thanks.
Not a problem. So if you have a question for Dr. Pinto about your urological health or any issues you may be having in terms of your reproductive organs, your prostate, etc., you can text us at 422-4796, 422-4796, and 323-6232 is the phone line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. I want to talk firstly about this restarting of your medical tourism here in the Bahamas. Well, I want to talk about that, and we are going to talk about that, but I want to say this, too. And here's why I appreciate having you on. As men, we have become more comfortable speaking, I believe, as a society, with doctors about issues that we are having, but I think that we're far too reluctant to speak with the health professionals about issues we're experiencing as men. And I'm trying to break through that stigma, and I'm so glad that you're helping people to do that. People do it for a number of reasons. Some is embarrassment. Some people believe that they can't afford doctors, even though that there are free health clinics, and almost every private doctor in the Bahamas, just about every, as many as they can get, would be a consultant physician with the public healthcare system where they can try to contact them. So we got to get past this point where men are dying, literally dying, because they don't want to get a prostate exam. They have issues with urination, erections, and you talk about this, and they lead to bigger problems, heart problems. There are warning signs, but they're just afraid to discuss it among other men or with a doctor, and we need to break through that.
Well, I think it's a mix of fear and ignorance. It's not just confined to the Bahamas, it's men in general. I think in the Bahamas, it's particularly sad and regrettable that so many men will go 20 years and never see a physician. They'll have nagging back pain or urinary issues or live in secret or even shame, which should never happen, or even embarrassment because of erectile dysfunction. Or let's just say waking up six times in the night, walking around like a zombie because they can't ever empty their bladder no matter what they do. And it's as simple as seeing a urologist or another physician or a specialist can change their life from darkness to light. All it takes is making that small effort. They'll make all kinds of effort to follow their favorite NBA team. They'll go and get their car tuned up three times a year. But in terms of just loving themselves or even looking at loving your family, if you're going to one day be hit with morbid conditions that can be irreversible if it's caught too late, if we can give you 25 years of better quality of life, or even 25 years on this earth that you weren't going to have unless we solve the problems of uncontrolled hypertension or diabetes, or even picking up prostate cancer or colon cancer when it's in an early treatable stage, all you're going to do is go from one day being the primary breadwinner for your family to very soon being an emotional burden and a financial burden to your loved ones. So even if you're not worried about your own well-being. Worry about your grandkids. Worry about your wife. Don't put them through you having to go through dialysis 3 times a week or going through the fact that you're fighting prostate cancer. And I'll say it's not an easy death. I mean, a lot of men say, when it's my time, it's my time. You can be suffering from the consequences of metastatic advanced prostate cancer for 10 years. It's going to be a slow, agonizing death. We can do what we can to give you better quality of life, palliative care, but you don't have to go through that. Prostate cancer is one of the easiest cancers that you can pick up early and cure. We can even pick it up so early that we can actively surveil you in time until it's time to cure you. You don't even need surgery. We can do so many things to cure your prostate cancer on a Saturday. You're back to work on a Monday. Minimally invasive, no recovery or minimal recovery, little or no pain involved. No one even needs to know you're going through that because there's no recovery at all. So please stop living in ignorance. 1 in 5 men in this country are going to get prostate cancer in their lifetime. If we pick it up early, it's a little small bump in the road. We give you your treatment. It doesn't necessarily have to affect any quality of your life at all. We'll make sure that you're urinary continence is still intact, that your erections are the same before and after treatment. And we don't have to go through that agonizing death of metastatic prostate cancer, which can lead to kidney failure. It can lead to spread to the bones, which you can live in complete agony. It can spread to your spinal cord, where you end up with a paraplegia. I see 50-year-olds in the prime of their life, never walking again, on dialysis because of their ignorance and never even taking a simple blood test, checking their blood pressure, making sure that they're not a diabetic. This takes once a year. You don't even have to have insurance. There's the NHI program. You're going to be given a primary care physician. Bloods done certain times of the year are free. So lack of finances, as you mentioned, you can come and get a referral to PMH clinic, and we will see you for minimal to no fee.
Okay, this is important stuff, and people often get the giggles about it, right? Because we talk about erectile dysfunction, but it's one of those signals that something is not going right.
It's one of the early warning signs of something not right. It doesn't necessarily mean something very sinister, but we need to rule out something sinister. So we always talk about it, and many urologists will talk about it as the canary of your general well-being. So in olden days, when you had the mine shafts, when you had mining for coal, you would send down the canary to see if there was any issue with carbon monoxide poisoning. You send out the canary and see if the canary is surviving, if the conditions are hospitable, or environment is going to allow a human to work in those environments. But let's say you have erectile dysfunction in you at 30, 35, 40. That might be a sign that you have blockage of your arteries. You might have early atherosclerosis. You might have early coronary artery disease. You may be a warning sign of unknowingly having hypertension or diabetes or hypercholesterolemia. So any patient who has erectile dysfunction, we're going to do a full workup, make sure that if there's anything causing the erectile dysfunction, we treat the root cause. Just treating the symptoms by going to the gas station and getting a Rhino, or borrowing your Chinese lozenges from your friend, or even getting a medication that's been prescribed to someone else, not for you, such as Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis. Yes, you will get your erections back in most cases, but it reaches a point where the cause overwhelms and becomes irreversible, and that even those medications stop working. So unfortunately, many of the men who come and see me with erectile dysfunction have already been on the Chinese lozenges for 5 years. And for those 5 years, they never saw a doctor. They never got their blood pressure checked. They never had an annual routine blood test done. And there's so many things we picked up. If we had picked it up 5 years before, they wouldn't be having problems with their eyesight. Their kidney function wouldn't be irreversibly deranged. They wouldn't have had on irreversible heart damage. So let's pick it up early. The take-home message is that erectile dysfunction in many cases is a sign of something more worrying going on. Let's treat the root cause. You always have to treat the root cause. And in many cases, you don't need to be on Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis. You can get great erections. It might even be in terms of lifestyle advice. Let's change your diet. Let's get you to have exercise 3 times a week. Let's get you to lose 30 pounds. And many, many men will say, I go to the gym all the time. I watch what I eat. I have fish. I have white meat. I don't add salt. But I can't lose that 40 pounds. No matter what I do, I don't have that stamina in the gym. I feel fatigued all the time. When I wake up in the morning, I wish I had 3 hours more sleep. I need to take a nap in the afternoon. I don't have the same concentration. My cognitive ability is impaired. In many cases, it's related to low testosterone. It's the male hormone that is important for so many systems in the body. It's well known that it does help you with your erections, your sexual prowess, your libido, getting an erection, maintaining an erection, but it's important for protecting your cardiovascular system. It's important to have a normal testosterone because it can lead to what we call the the metabolic syndrome, where if you don't have diabetes or hypertension or high cholesterol, you can be predisposed to develop it later in life. Or if you have any of those conditions, it can be more difficult to control later in life. So testosterone, I've seen, it's not the fountain of youth. So I don't want to give that misconception. Different studies say as many as 10 to 40% of men 45 or older have some element of low testosterone. Not just because you have low testosterone, we need to treat you. You have to have the symptoms of low testosterone as well. And we need to figure out first, before we treat you blindly, do you have prostate cancer? Because if you have early prostate cancer, if you give someone testosterone, it's just going to proliferate and it's going to progress rapidly. So in there and then, a lot of men will come in, symptoms of fatigue, low testosterone, poor erections, and will, in screening, will pick up that they have prostate cancer, cure them on a weekend. If you're cured of prostate cancer for 2 years and you're in remission, it's safe to give you testosterone after that. So all of these things can save your life. Don't ignore it. Don't live suffering. If you're not emptying your bladder, you're going to have back pressure on your kidneys. You're going to have irreversible damage to your bladder. And even if we were to treat you and remove the obstructing cause, in many cases it's an enlarged normal prostate, benign prostate hyperplasia, the damage is already done. You're already in renal failure. Your bladder's already lost its ability to fully contract and empty. So you know your body best. If you know you shouldn't be waking up 6 times in the night to urinate. You know you shouldn't be driving around with a container in your car because you can't even pull over the side of the road to reach a tree. Come and seek confidential, comprehensive, compassionate care. No one's going to know your business. You'd be surprised how many men are dealing with exactly the same thing that you're dealing with. It's just a tragedy to live in silence, and then eventually it's become tragic in the case of metastatic prostate cancer in terms of erectile dysfunction that it's almost irreversible.
Okay.
You could always rise again. You could always get control of your bladder.
And that's the key question people have is, can an erectile dysfunction be cured? And you're saying that, yes.
Always rise again.
Yeah.
Always rise again. I always say, one of my professors who trained in the same training program as me did the world's first successful penile transplant. In fact, did the world's third successful penile transplant. I knew that patient very well. I was there for the first surgery. It was groundbreaking. That patient went on not to have great erections, but he went on and had a daughter. Mm. So if you can go from no penis, getting a penile transplant, getting good erections, and he was very happy with his erections, go on to have a child, you can always rise again no matter what. Even if you don't have any nerve supply, if you don't even have any blood supply, we'll speak a little bit further about the penile implant, the bionic penis. You can rise bigger, longer, wider, anytime you want, for as long as you want.
Okay, so let's talk about the bionic penis, because that's one of the key things that you're doing. You're ramping back up the medical tourism aspect and the local aspect of the bionic penis. Now, that sounds strange to say, bionic penis. Break that down for us.
Well, I mean, it's more layman's terms. So it's a penile implant. Mm-hmm. So it's a minimally invasive procedure where you're not going to have a single scar to the actual shaft of the penis itself. We're making a small 2-centimeter incision in the scrotum. It's a very complex device. It's not battery operated. There's no metal involved. You're not going to go through a metal detector in the airport and it's going to go off. Even your partner is not going to be able to actually feel that you have the device. And it's as simple as a reservoir of fluid within your groin that basically fills up a chambers, two chambers placed inside the penis, the same chambers that would usually fill it with blood, and you can be as erect for as long as you want. You press a button and it goes down. Wow. You have the same sensation, you have the same ability to have children. So you, in essence, you can go from never having an erection for 20 years to being better, longer, stronger than you ever were.
All right. So, and they can come see you with that. Even people who just, can I get an erection? People, you say sickle cell, a lot of young men even.
Yeah. So it's a misconception that what we're trying to do is give 70 and 80-year-old retirees, men, the ability to go have 10 sweethearts. We're trying, what we're gearing towards is giving back men. Many of them are even in the prime of their lives. They might be in their 40s, their 50s, or 60s. They could have 30 plus years more on this earth. Allowing them have great erections anytime they want.
All right. We got people have been trying to call, so I guess we got some questions going on. You can also, and I have an interesting question about the vaccine and reproductive ability, too, that we want you to answer. But first, let's go to the phone lines. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line is 422-4796. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Rodney.
Hey, good afternoon, Sparky.
And good afternoon, Dr. Pinto.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, the first question I must ask, because right now we're just talking about, you mentioned you yesterday while driving with a friend of mine, and who was leaving today to go to, what's the clinic, some clinic, Cleveland's clinic today. He's leaving to go there. Also, there's another friend of mine, a renowned Bahamian lawyer, not calling any names, that is up at Cleveland Clinic now. I mentioned you in a conversation yesterday because I've heard you on Mr. McCartney's show a few times. Right now, I'm waiting for some tests to come back from my doctors, Dr. Drexel, Tom Williams. I don't know if you know him.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I went to him last week. Two of the things that you mentioned, Mr. McCartney, I don't care what people think and what they say. I got to think about my health, so I don't have nothing to hide from nobody around here. It's all about me and my health, you know what I'm saying? What?
I got you. I mean, I there may be things I don't want to know, but go ahead and ask the doctor.
Yeah, but you know, I do nothing out of the way like your boy the other day.
Okay.
I can use some of them bad words.
Okay.
Dr. Pinto, I was by Dr. Williams the other day. He said he realized I had an irregular heartbeat. And when he did the digital, the finger thing, he said he realized that there is some hardening on the left side of my prostate, but now we're did all the blood tests and everything. I'm waiting for the reports to come back as to what is what. So he said, you know, not to be too concerned right now. Wait till all the blood tests come back. But why I mentioned the two other guys who gone to the Cleveland Clinic when I was talking about you. They say, man, I'm answering a lot of dreams. Don't go to Pinto because you end up trying to get to Cleveland Clinic. So it's just like this vaccine. I'm hearing so many different things I don't know. Who to trust, who to believe, and this and that and the next. But can I get your number for your clinic? No, I'm at the hospital because I'm a retiree, and you know what I'm saying? I need to come to maybe your clinic at the hospital.
Sure, no problem. So you just need to go to your local clinic, and they'll give you a referral. And
I'll get a referral from Dr. Williams.
Yeah, that's fine. So then the referral will be sent down, and then the nurses at the PMH will get an appointment for you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
So, I mean, I think it brings up an important point. Part of the reason I went through the journey that I went through is that I went to try to train with the best of the best throughout the world. So I have a wonderful wife who supported me through each step of my journey. It's not an easy journey. So I went to top institutions, top persons in their field, subspecialists within urology. I've been to Cape Town, South Africa. I've been to Hamburg, Germany. I've been to Strasbourg, France. I've been to Pune, India. I've been to London, England. So I've done all of that to bring back that expertise back home so people don't have to travel abroad to see foreigners to deal with problems that we have every version of specialists who are extremely well trained right here at home. All of them have confidentiality. You don't have to travel abroad because you're afraid someone knows your business. The cornerstone of my practice and all of my colleagues' practice is actually confidentiality. So to think that foreign is better, you have very well-trained physicians in this country. You don't have to go anywhere.
All right, let's go to another call. No, that person's gone. All right, give us a holler back. 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4259. Should men who are trying to conceive be concerned about the COVID-19 vaccine?
The vaccine, no. In terms of actually getting the COVID-19 virus, we were more than a year in with this pandemic. Conclusively, it does cause some impairment to many sperm parameters in terms of count, in terms of motility, in terms of morphology, shape. Whether that is going to be long-lasting or whether it's going to be something that's going to resolve within several months, the jury is out in regards to that, and there are trials that are ongoing. But definitely, the COVID-19 has shown from young men, middle-aged men to elderly men, to cause erectile dysfunction acutely. And even after you recover from the COVID virus itself, to have long-standing, in many cases, for unfortunate men, long-standing issues with erectile dysfunction and some element of male infertility as well. So let that be a motivation to stay away from these crowded parties and wear a mask and have social distancing.
Yeah, I watched a video clip of a guy in Trinidad, a 25-year-old man, saying that he had no capacity to get an erection several months after having COVID. And then they had one of the professors from UWI in Trinidad speaking about it and saying that it's a problem that they're seeing much more frequently now
among young men. It's becoming an overwhelming problem, particularly for young men as well. And it's not just that. I mean, you have men who have this chronic fatigue syndrome, whether men and women, obviously, but I'm speaking specifically about men because we're talking about erectile dysfunction. But even their cognitive ability is impaired. They have this fog in terms of their short-term memory, in terms of long-term memory, and in terms of their acuity in general. So even if it means you walking up a flight of stairs, you become short of breath, these are things that are, even after recovering from COVID-19 a year ago, hundreds of men and women in this country are still faced with.
All right. This says, good day, Dr. Binto. I'm diabetic. I notice when I urinate, the stream splits in two. What could be causing that?
So it's difficult with one line of symptoms to really diagnose. You have to treat every patient on a one case-by-case basis. So diabetes can affect the bladder itself. It can put you at risk for urinary tract infections. It can affect the nerve supply to your bladder, so there's an impairment in terms of your sensation when your bladder is actually full. It also can impair your ability for the nerves to contract and empty your bladder completely, so you have a condition called diabetic cystopathy. But I'm not sure if this is a male or female, but assuming it's a male, it's very common, particularly if you're 45 or older, that you're going to have some amount of BPH, benign prostate hyperplasia. So we'd have to... Common things are common. We'll rule out the common things, but there can be things such as a urethral stricture. You could have had even a sexually transmitted disease that led to scarring within your urethra itself. That can cause a split stream. An enlarged prostate can cause a split stream. So
it could be any number of factors.
It could be any number of factors, yes.
Go see the doctor. It says he's a man. And also asks if you're the son of the Pintos, the Todd in Cat Island, and then R.M. Bailey. I don't know. I don't know if he wants to divulge all of that.
My parents were educators, but never in Cat Island.
Okay. Juan, is he saying men who wake up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom every day have a medical problem? If so, should they be very concerned? You were saying before if it's more than once.
Well, we would like to aim for two or less.
Yeah.
So it can be for so many. We have to look at your behavior. If you're drinking 6 cups of coffee, caffeine in itself is a diuretic. That's going to make you, no matter what, if you're 18 years old, pee all night. It could be medications. You could be on diuretics. That's going to make you produce more urine. Nocturia is what it's called when you're waking up to urinate. So you want two or less. But first thing is, many studies in the last year to 2 years have found that uncontrolled blood pressure, hypertension, can also lead to nocturia.
Mm.
High salt intake can lead to nocturia.
Mm.
So there's so many things that can lead to you peeing in the night. We need to first make sure, are you emptying your bladder completely? Someone will say, why am I waking up 5 times in the night to urinate, but every time you go to urinate, you're drinking 3 more glasses of water before you go back to bed?
Mm-hmm.
So that, we have to look at what is your behavior as well.
Right.
But yeah, if you're waking up, you need at least 7 hours of good sleep. If you're disrupting your life by waking up to urinate all the time, you're waking up your spouse, you're making your life miserable, you're feeling fatigued throughout the day. Let's get you back on track. Let's get you control of your bladder. Let's get you back control of your happiness. Let's let you have a good night's sleep.
Okay. So you should seek some consultation. This is another one about frequent urination. Seems like that's a common problem. Good day, Juan. Can you ask Dr. Pinto about treatment of hydrocele, abnormal fluid in the scrotum? Does it need to be treated with surgery, or can it go away on its own? I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, so I think commonly laypersons will think that as you get older, your testicles actually start to fall. So what is the quote-unquote, they'll say long balls. It's not really your testicles that are enlarging in size. And it's actually every testicle is bathed in a fluid, and it's protective in terms of you being knocked there. So there's a protective lining called the tunica vaginalis around each testicle, and the tunica vaginalis will actually secrete the fluid. But as you get older, the ability for the tunica vaginalis to reabsorb this fluid is deranged in many cases, and you get the accumulative effect of getting more fluid. So just sticking a needle in and draining it, that puts you at a risk of infection of that hydrocele, and that fluid is just going to come back in a matter of days. So you actually have to do a minor outpatient, minimally invasive procedure to actually remove all the fluid, turn the inner lining of the tunica vaginalis inside out, and evert it, approximate it, and close it up, make sure it doesn't happen again.
God, that sounds complex.
It's very simple, very straightforward. It takes no time at all.
Okay. This is one question for Dr. Pinto. If I drink about 5 glasses of water between 8 and 11 p.m., is it normal for me to wake up 3 times during the night to use the bathroom?
Everybody's different.
Okay.
So it also depends on such factors as your bladder capacity. Not everybody's bladder capacity is the same. Women in particular are very prone to have overactive bladder. 1 in 3 women have some element of overactive bladder where they have the false sense that their bladder is full, and then they'll realize that when they go to urinate, it's only a little trickle or only a small little volume. So we need to figure out, why are you waking up so many times? Is there a reason that you're not emptying your bladder? Is it because of you consuming too much in the way of fluids? What fluids are you intaking? What medications are you on? So you got to be a detective and determine the root cause and truth
what's
the root
happening?
Cause.
It says I use the bathroom frequently. There's an odor when I urinate. Is that normal? Depends.
So anytime you have issues with foul-smelling urine, first thing you want to do rule out is a urinary tract infections.
Mm-hmm.
Many women in particular are plagued with recurrent urinary tract infections. It causes depression in their life, anxiety. They can even be socially withdrawn. They live their life off and on with antibiotics. Every time they urinate, they're afraid because it burns like razor blades. We can investigate that cause. Let's treat the root cause, make sure you don't have that issue. And again, yeah, so foul-smelling urine is something that you need to have investigated.
So, and men can catch the urinary tract infection from women?
No. So a urinary tract infection is not a sexually transmitted disease.
Okay.
So just because you have a urinary tract, women are very prone to have urinary tract infections just because of the female anatomy. The anus that has normal bacterial flora is very close in proximity to the vagina and the urethra. The urethra in women is very short, so it's very easy for bacteria to travel up the urethra, and once it's up the urethra, it can go into the bladder, the ureters, the kidneys. So women are just predisposed because of their natural anatomy to have urinary tract infections.
So how do men get it?
Men, it's usually related to incomplete bladder empty. Mm. So it can be related to sexually transmitted disease, but in terms of statistically speaking, it's more related to the fact that you have a pool of urinary stasis. You're walking around day in and day out with a half bladder full of urine. Bacteria is just going to proliferate. You're going to get urinary tract infections. And because you're never emptying your bladder, it's just going to be something that's going to become recurrent.
Okay. I want to ask the doctor, when I'm engaging in sexual activity, I can get erect, but usually into the session, I tend to lose firmness, and after, I can get erect again. That's erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, so there's so many versions of erectile dysfunction. The inability to maintain or obtain a satisfactory erection, and not only that, one in three, the number one erectile dysfunction complaint is actually premature ejaculation. Mm. One in three men get that. So these are men that living in silence with suffering with 1-3 minutes when we can give them medication to give them 18, 20 minutes.
Too much sensitivity.
So stop living in shame and embarrassment. There's no reason.
This says, one asks the doctor, I often can get an erection in the mornings if my wife wants to engage, but it is difficult for me to do it at night. Why is this?
I mean, there's so many reasons that can be. Your testosterone level is usually a little bit higher during the morning hours and later in the day. It can be the fact that you're fatigued at the end of the day. There's so many other issues going on. So you realize there's a problem. Let's figure out what the problem is and let's treat the cause of the problem.
All right, let's go to phone call real quick and then we got to go to a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. Juan, I don't know if you all have touched on perineal disease. Could you ask the doctor about perineal disease and, what is the best cure for it, better surgery or some medication?
Which disease?
Peyronie's.
Peyronie's.
Yes, I think that's
bad. Plus, that's abnormal curvature of an erect penis.
Yeah, and is surgery recommended? Is it safe? Do you get your normal feelings back? What is the downside and up about having surgery done? I'll just
listen to
it. Yes, thanks.
So Peyronie's disease is quite common. As many as 1 in 6, 1 in 8 men have some curvature to the erect penis. In many cases, it's not affecting their ability to have sexual intercourse. Some men, they cannot even have penetration because the erection is so severe. So,
oh, they got it like a right angle?
It can be bending right up on yourself. It can bend to the left, to the right, left and right, and strange. Down and up. Yeah, so usually it's related to, there are some studies that look at it might be related to elements of rheumatoid arthritis, but many times it's just related to small trauma where you're going to get. It might have happened months ago. It might happen years ago. You're going to have a small formation of a scar on one side of the shaft of the penis, which is going to draw the erect penis to that side. And it can be painful. In many cases, they have looked at every kind of medication, from vitamins to things like colchicine to injectables. There is some evidence that there are something called Xyloflex, that you can inject it. It has some benefit, maybe 30% of patients, they can have satisfactory recovery from the Peyronie's disease, but it's exceedingly expensive. Even in the U.S., it's like $28,000. Yeah, and it's to tell someone that they're going to have to come and see you several times a week for a few months to get injected into the penis, it's not something very pleasant. Yeah, so we can do minimally invasive procedures to straighten your penis. In many cases, we might have to, if the scarring is severe, we need to actually excise the scar. It might lead to a defect. We might have to put in a filler so that you don't have this like hourglass deformity. So basically the answer is yes. So penile plication or some variant of that with or without grafting or excision of the plaque will get you in a straight erection.
Okay. We'll just quickly do this call, and then we got to take the break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Good afternoon, Ms. McCartney. Could I speak to Dr. Pinto? I could ask him a question through you.
He's listening to you right now.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Let him know I'm a female. The show came on the first time. I enjoy the show. Every time he comes on, I enjoy. But let him know that the vaccine, I did it. I got it like a month ago, and I'm 77 years old. Now I encourage my husband to get it. Now I can't stay away from me. Can't stay away from me. That make our sex life super. Super.
All right. Thank you for that ringing endorsement of the vaccine there. We appreciate it. All right. Congratulations. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Love brunch, but it's already time for lunch. Burger King's Farmhouse King has you covered with a burger that's big and tasty. The Farmhouse King features a half pound of flame-grilled beef, a fried egg, bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, and our creamy signature sauce, all on BK's signature toasted sesame seed bun. Complete your meal and make it a combo with fries or onion rings and an ice-cold Pepsi. Fill up for lunch with the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Walt McCartney. Good to have you with us. There are several people asking me about the cost of the bionic penis. I want you to keep in mind that we're not talking about purchasing a Kia here. This is a serious medical procedure that you need to discuss with the doctor. So you can call his office. He's at Oak Tree as well as the Family Medicine Center. Could you give the numbers?
Yeah, so Oak Tree Medical Center, the number there is 322-1145, and Family Medicine Center on Blake Road is 702-9301, but the easiest thing is that I have a website, urologycarebahamas.com.
Okay, urologycarebahamas.com. So we'll do a few more questions. It says, what happens if you have low testosterone and you're trying to have a baby? How does it affect your sperm count, and how could it be corrected?
So that's a complex question because there are different types of low testosterone, hypogonadism. There's primary and there's secondary. We have to ascertain whether you have the primary or the secondary, how severe the testosterone level is in terms of being low. Just because you have low testosterone doesn't necessarily mean you have symptoms. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cause male infertility or impair your ability to have a child. The millions of men out there that don't even know that testosterone exists and they have several children, despite them, if we tested them, having low testosterone. So I don't want to give you the misconception. Just because we get a lab value that you have low testosterone, we must treat you. We have to determine that you have symptoms plus the low testosterone. Then we need to determine why you have low testosterone, whether it's primary or secondary, and then safely, if necessary, treat you. So male infertility is defined if you've been trying with unprotected sex for more than a year. If you haven't, then don't even worry about it. We can, if you are concerned about male infertility, we can check out your testosterone levels, the precursor blood values for creating or producing testosterone. We can do sperm analysis. So only worry about something when you have to worry about something.
Like define trying. What is that, like once a week or?
So there's a misconception that a female is fertile every day. So on average, you can only really conceive 5 to 6 days out of the month.
Really?
So that's where it's important to use ovulation.
Are we guessing here?
To use ovulation kits.
Ovulation kit, okay.
So that it's even better to have sexual intercourse twice in those 5 days, twice a day during those 5 days.
2 days.
Than to having once a day for 30 days.
Yeah.
So timing is everything. If you want to say that you're having unprotected regular sex for over a year, that would be defined as, with the inability to conceive a child, that would be defined as male infertility. But statistically speaking, even if everything is perfect from the female perspective, the male perspective, every month you only have about a 15% chance of actually conceiving a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It didn't seem that difficult to me. Let's see. It says, well, wait, all married people are now eligible to take the vaccine before the... yeah, according to her endorsement. Good day, Juan. What about if I'm always getting erect? If the wind blows too hard, it's an issue. Well, that's you don't have a problem then. You're good to go. You're a good, healthy person. Good afternoon, Juan. Could you ask the doc if taking workout supplements that increase testosterone can cause prostate cancer if your numbers go too high, please? That's a good question. I, too, take sometimes just the regular pack of the workout supplements. I wonder about that.
So Nugenix or taking things to supplement your testosterone, yes, they can play some role in improving your testosterone, but think about it this way. Prostate cancer is a middle-aged or older man's disease. If high testosterone caused prostate cancer, when our testosterone is highest in our teens, our 20s, we would have prostate cancer at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So no, if you happen to have prostate cancer and you take supplementation of testosterone, prostate cancer requires testosterone to proliferate and grow and progress. But that's why if you have metastatic disease, we want to lower your testosterone to as low as possible. We want to make you castrate. So make your testosterone as low as possible. Let's halt the prostate cancer in its step. Try to give you as many years without it further progressing. The prostate cancer is going to find another route to actually bypass that cascade blockage of testosterone, but usually that takes 2 or 3 years. But no, so just having high testosterone is not going to cause prostate cancer. But if you have prostate cancer, you can give someone testosterone.
Yeah. Now, I'll say this, and I'm no doctor, but I do work out. Like, be careful what you take. You know what I mean? Because the bodybuilding sites and the magazines, they sell any and everything. So you got to be careful with some of this stuff. You don't want to flop out, right? So this says, does he do the TESA procedure? I don't know what that is. TESA. Capital TESA.
Yes. Yes. So anything a urologist can do, any of the urologists in this country can do.
Okay. So this says, what if I'm having sex for 30 to 45 minutes but cannot ejaculate? Is that normal?
Well, some people would love to have that problem. But if it's causing you issues, it's causing your partner issues, yes, it might be related to medication that you're taking that
maybe
can
desensitize.
Can not only desensitize and make it more difficult for you to ejaculate.
What does that?
For example, some of the drugs we give you to slow down your premature ejaculation, mm-hmm. such as Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, antidepressants, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they are known to cause a delay in ejaculation. Some antipsychotics. So many of the classes of antidepressants can actually cause it, almost make it almost impossible for you to ejaculate. Jeez. So you have to look at each individual, determine what medication they're on, look at the circumstances of where this started, and then reach a solution.
This says, boy, this might be one for a psychologist, cannot having sex cause you to lose your desire for sex, not that you don't want to, but because your wife's just not into having sex? I think they need a marriage counselor, possibly.
It can be the fact that as you get older, you're going to have low testosterone. Low testosterone can manifest with many health issues, including low sexual libido ability. You'll find that you have a lack of morning erections when you wake up and you have to urinate. That's something of the past. That desire to have sexual intercourse is not really there anymore. So first thing I would say is let's check your testosterone level. Make sure that you're not a diabetic. Make sure that you're not hypertensive. If you are, it's well controlled. Make sure you don't have any element of coronary artery disease or atherosclerosis or collagen vascular disorder.
This says, we as a people must learn to value our Bahamian professionals and know that they're just as good or even better than our international counterparts. I've listened to your guests ever since Dwight started bringing him on in the mornings. I'm very impressed with him. If I had a husband, I'd convince him to choose Dr. Pinto. Could you ask him which gynecologist would he recommend for a female? Do you do that, or is that more like you should ask a woman or something?
Well, I mean, everybody has a different temperament. They're so many wonderful, the dozens of excellent gynecologists. That depends on so many factors. Do you prefer a male? Do you prefer a female? I work with all of them, and I would endorse all of them as well.
Okay. Well, we're fresh out of time, but do contact Dr. Pinto. Give him the website again.
UrologyCareBahamas.com.
Okay. Or you can book an appointment through Oak Tree Medical Center or the Family Medicine Center. And we want you to know that he is now ramping up once again the bionic penis, the penile implant. If you have a very severe issue, you need to talk to Dr. Pinto. You can always rise again, as he says.
No matter what, you'll always rise again.
All right. That's going to do it for the show today. We're fresh out of time. We will, God's pure life, be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. Shivagar Lang's up next with Z Live Off the Record. Take care and have a great day, Bahamas.
Thanks.